Before our final round, let's bring back Bob the Drag Queen and Monet Exchange. We're going to be playing a game called Did You Just Eat That?
Okay. Okay.
So, Bob, Monet, this is Super Bowl weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, for the Super Bowl, friends gather to watch the game. They share a bowl of chips and dip and try not to think about how disgusting that situation really is. So, in honor of this weekend's opportunities to acquire foodborne illnesses, we're going to play a game with the help of this guy.
My name is Paul Dawson. I'm a professor at Clemson University in the food science department.
Oh, work.
Sounds fun. Paul Dawson co-wrote the book, Did You Just Eat That? Two scientists explore double dipping, the five-second rule, and other food myths in the lab.
Oh, this is informative. Oh,
that's
my God.
Right. We're going to learn. We're going to learn. So we're going to ask you about those myths, and if you do well enough, listener Ayman Itani from Beirut, Lebanon, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube. Bob Monet, let's start with a simple one. The five-second rule suggests that if you drop food and pick it up within 5 seconds, it won't have been on the floor long enough for bacteria to transfer to it. Is the five-second rule real or is it a myth?
Okay, what do you think? I think that it's a myth. Germs are like microscopic, girl. They can jump on real fast. Mm.
Well, they can, and also it's contact. If it touches the ground, it's gonna have germs on it. Most germs aren't crawling toward.
Right, they're just.
Yeah, most germs aren't like slopping out of the sewage, like you know. So I am gonna go with that is a myth, team.
I agree. Yes.
Okay, let's hear what scientist Paul Dawson has to say.
The 5 second rule is actually a myth. Bacteria are transferred immediately upon contact on a contaminated surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing's safe.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have to go to school to learn that.
That's right. Bob and Monet, many of us remember that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza gets yelled at for double dipping.
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
So the question is the guy yelling at George correct, or is double dipping really no big deal?
First of all, you're not eating it like this, like with your lips all around it. You're not swooshing it around your gums, putting it under your tongue and dipping it back in. You're just taking a bite and you're dipping it back in. Double
you
dipping.
You clearly never had a meal with Trixie.
Yeah, not even once. Double dipping. I'm saying it's a myth.
Okay, I'll agree with her.
Paul Dawson actually studied double dipping in the lab.
It is like putting your mouth in the dip. And this is one of my favorites because I was surprised. Because I thought about when you bite a cracker or chip, there's a minimal surface area that's really remaining that you're sticking back in the dip. But surprisingly, there was plenty of bacteria transferred.
Okay, first of all, you don't know what he's talking about. He's stupid.
You just lost our friend a Rubik's Cube. You better send him one.
Okay, first of all, Monet, you agreed too. I'm not driving by myself. We are co-pilots. Speaking of transferring germs, you're trying to transfer the blame. You're trying to double dip this
right.
Game.
I knew I was right. I
then
told
double down.
You.
It's okay. You have one more question. This could change everything. Okay.
Right.
Last one.
Oh, that was fast.
Public restroom hand drying method. Which one is more sanitary in a public restroom when it comes to hand drying methods? Paper towels or the electric blow dry?
Oh, electric.
Okay, see, Monet, but we can't just dive in. This is a trick question. This is a trick by the white man. I'm kidding. But also, bear in mind too, Monet, that the hand dryer is warm and warmth generates germs.
Only...
It's like incubating.
No, but warm is for good germs.
No. I know, but warmth makes all germs, not just the good ones. It's not like good witches and bad witches are ugly. All germs can grow in warmth.
Only bad germs are cold. That was a wicked joke. You're welcome.
That was very good.
That's Wizard of Oz joke.
Same thing.
So I think that the hand dryer actually makes the bacteria warm and grow more. Because all it's knocking off is water. Or you can just take out the paper towel that is room temperature and it will not get warmer.
But here's the thing. When you get the paper towel, you have to press that lever that everybody else is
touching. Or you can also do the one that you wave or where it sticks out. Also, you know the worst one where you have to grab with two hands and then you put one hand and it tears and then you'd be getting all close to the edge. Also, not for nothing, can we all talk about this, black folks in the room? The automatic hand washer does not work for black people.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is true.
Like, if white people wash by, be like, water, sir? And black folks be like, please, please. I feel like Quasimodo, like, sanctuary, sanctuary.
Let's find out what scientist Paul Dunson has to say.
I'm going
to
pee.
Air hand dryers aren't as sanitary as paper towels because these hand dryers have to pull in air from the room. And if you've ever looked on those, it's much like under your refrigerator or a kind of vent where you're pulling air in, you're concentrating dust. And of course, bacteria is carried on that dust. Some studies actually found that in some cases, you actually increase the number of bacteria on your hands using a hand dryer, whereas paper towels, you reduced it.
So did I win?
No.
Paul, long story short, you win.
Yep. I think you won it.
I think we won it.
Yeah. They are hugging. Thanks to Paul Dawson, co-author of the book, Did You Just Eat That? Two scientists explored double dipping, the 5-second rule, and other food myths in the lab. Thanks again to Bob and Monet. You won an Ask Me the Rubik's Cube for listener Eamon Itani. Bob and Monet's podcast is called Sibling Rivalry. Give it up for Bob the Drag Queen and Monet Exchange. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.